For the last several months, NPR's In Character series has examined the impact fictional American characters have on our lives. But for the reduced Shakespeare company, the series opened a Pandora's box of competing characters and conflicting egos, all, unfortunately, within the hallowed hallways of NPR itself. For an objective, impartial look into this, we turn to Austin Titchener, Reed Martin, and Michael Faulkner of the reduced Shakespeare company for this report.
Many people feel the producers of In Character rejected a variety of characters while at the same time allowing pieces devoted to similar characters.
That's a fair accusation. Did they really need to cover both Gordon Gekko, Michael Douglas's character from the movie Wall Street, and Cookie Monster?
Michael, I think it was felt that Gordon Gekko and Cookie Monster are unique and distinct characters.
They are. One is a greedy, avaricious creature symbolic of everything that's negative and nasty about American capitalism, and the other one works on Wall Street.
On the other hand, I spoke with NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg, and she actually defended these redundancies.
Why did we need to do both Nancy Drew and Harriet the Spy? Two fictional girl detectives. Really? Really do we need both of those?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I stand corrected. Why?
Look, how many guys have we, spies? I mean, everybody from... what's James Bond to, I don't know who, these guys are all over the place. Nobody says, oh, gee, we've done too many men spies. We've done too many men detectives. We've done too many men cops. And you are telling me that's too many?
You got it with both barrels.
Yeah. I'd never seen that shade of purple before. That is, until I spoke with Robert Siegel, the host of NPR's All Things Considered. He made an offer NPR was able to refuse.
We should have done Michael Corleone.
Absolutely.
And why?
Because I think he is an American icon.
It occurs to me it must speak to you personally, because I'm sure that you've interviewed people many times where all you've wanted to do is shoot them in the head and they go face first in their clams.
No comment, Robert. This is your editor speaking.
Reporter Allison Keyes was also upset that her favorite character from Star Trek wasn't chosen.
Lieutenant Uhura, baddest woman on the planet. She's a command officer, you know? Plus, it was the first on-screen interracial kiss with Captain Kirk. I remember Star Trek IV when she was, fixing the whale sounds, and you're like, look at that, all those nails, and it's a Klingon ship, and still, she's, bad woman, amazing woman.
What a geek.
She looks hot in that uniform, though.
Lieutenant Uhura?
No, Allison Keyes.
It sounds like there was a breakdown in communications.
There was, Reed. You'd be surprised how many people didn't understand that the series was spotlighting fictional American characters. Film critic Bob Mondello, for instance.
All the characters that I think are the greatest on the planet are mm-hmm. British.
Arts correspondent Kim Masters.
Elizabeth Bennet, or, Eleanor Dashwood.
Power, money, and influence correspondent Peter Overby.
Eeyore. I think he expresses something in all of us. I think everybody has an Eeyore side.
The host of NPR's Day to Day, Madeline Brand.
I'll give you a hint. It goes to 11.
Oh, Nigel Tufnell.
Yes. Good.
Nigel Tufnell, of course, from Spinal Tap.
Oh, yeah. One of my all-time favorites.
But why does Nigel speak to you?
I go to 11.
NPR listeners need to know this.
I go to 11. And I have an interest in haberdashery. I really do.
And tight trousers.
Tight trousers. Yes.
Correspondent Ina Jaffe.
Where is Lady Macbeth? Where is Hamlet?
And science correspondent David Kestenbaum.
Hamlet? Yeah, I've been talking about Hamlet. It really deserves a lot more attention. It's just my feelings about the ghosts I see. And
uh-huh. Okay.
My mother?
Okay. So this is...
And my desire to dress up in women's clothing.
Okay.
That was more information than I needed.
Definitely.
But mostly people are upset about the characters that the series left out. Again, Kim Masters.
Why Cookie Monster and not Elmo? Because Elmo is good.
Oh, hi! Oh, guess what Elmo's thinking about today?
Science correspondent Richard Harris.
Well, I think Flipper really was a big oversight. I think part of what it is we overdid marine mammals too much in the earlier years. We became known as whale lovers, and I think it really plays to our negative stereotype. I think that's really what happened.
The hallways of NPR are churning with anger and bitterness. News and Notes host Tony Cox told me.
I really would have preferred to do George Jefferson.
Oh.
When he said honky, it just really, you could feel it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I couldn't even use what Susan Stamberg gave me. My God, the mouth on that woman.
But they're absolutely right. The list of characters they should have done is endless.
Yes, starting with Rob Petrie from The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Or Annie Savoy, Susan Sarandon's character from Bull Durham.
John Shaft, the black private dick who's a sex machine to all the chicks.
You're damn right.
Chauncey Gardner.
G.I. Joe. Wait.
Reed, what did you say?
Chauncey Gardner from Jerzy Kaczynski's novel Being There. Peter Sellers played him in the movie.
I like to watch.
The problem with the in-character series wasn't that they didn't do enough characters. The problem was they did too many. In true reduced Shakespeare Company tradition, they should have reduced our national experience down to one single fictional American character who represents them all.
But Reed, Chauncey Gardner's just a cipher. There's nothing there.
A contraire, mon petit fromage. With Chauncey Gardner, everything's there. Chauncey Gardner's character is defined by what people think of him. He's the ultimate blank slate.
Yes, a tabula rasa.
Yes, a, Slate-o Blanco.
Onto which we can project our hopes, our dreams. Because we know nothing about him, Chauncey becomes anything we want him to be.
And our reactions to Chauncey Gardner, like our reactions to the entire in-character series, reveal much about ourselves.
And in the case of David Kestenbaum, too much.
I'm Michael Faulkner.
I'm Reed Martin.
I like to watch.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
You can weigh in with your own opinions about our in-character series, the characters we've profiled, and the ones that got away, on the In-Character blog. It's at npr.org/in-character, all one word. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.